Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low of 67. Full forecast details are coming up. The operator of a car who twice eluded Mount Pleasant police officers within a three-hour span overnight was taken into custody early this morning. The 13-year-old boy now facing a slew of traffic charges. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
It started around 11:30 last night with a car minus headlights speeding away from an officer at a traffic stop along Highway 20 heading into the city of Racine. Pursuit was terminated for safety reasons, the offending driver ignoring stop signs and traffic signals. A registration check listed an address on 90th Street in Sturtevant, but the vehicle was not there and nobody was home. Then around 2:45 this morning, the same vehicle was again observed on Highway 20, minus headlights. Another attempt to stop it led to pursuit by a Mount Pleasant officer, going through stoplights again at 20 and Oaks Road, and up to 80 miles an hour, which prompted termination. Sturtevant police, meanwhile, went to the home, saw the vehicle and the driver arrive, and waited for Mount Pleasant officers to come make the arrest. The 13-year-old had reportedly taken that car belonging to his dad's girlfriend without permission. He was placed in juvenile detention on six traffic offenses. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The Racine County Board will be asked next Tuesday night to approve a contract with the State Department of Corrections for housing up to 130 inmates in the county jail, providing daily revenue of $54.46 per inmate. At the Finance and Human Resources Committee meeting, Sheriff Christopher Schmeling said the contract will be after the fact. The jail is already housing 32 state prisoners, a decision he made based on immediate need.
And I've agreed to accept an average of 4 to 12 on average, possibly 10 every Tuesday moving forward, until I reach 130 or 85% occupancy of our jail, which has a occupancy of 876. I'm very mindful of that number. The state is very mindful of that number. I cannot exceed 85%, nor do I want to. I need to have a 15% buffer within our jail to move inmates around should the need arise.
The sheriff said his budget will certainly be helped by the additional revenue, which could be more than $1 million between now and year's end. The committee's unanimous support of the contract with the state goes to the Racine County Board for first and second reading Tuesday night. A fixture in Racine's 4th of July parade, the now 86-year-old Calliope, was showing its age and needed some routine maintenance and repairs, which led to a call for help to the public. That came in droves through a GoFundMe campaign, but parade spokesman David Mack says particular thanks goes to Dr. Joseph Geenan and his wife, Nancy, who initially purchased Walter Doc Geenan's Calliope in 1993, donated it to the Kiwanis Club of Greater Racine, and have once again stepped in to help. Mack tells WRJN News the $5,000 donation by the Geenans to preserve the Calliope, as well as the response of others in the community, helped create a new canopy for the upcoming parade, and then after the event will come more repairs and maintenance.
This donation will ensure that future generations are going to be able to continue enjoying this community treasure. And once again, we're extremely grateful for their generosity and also for the generosity of the community that contributed through our GoFund campaign.
Racine's 1931-built Calliope was purchased by Doc Geenan in 1938 for $200, and for over 40 years, Doc played it in the 4th of July parade. In 1979, the Calliope was sold to Milwaukee circus collectors, and then in 1987, it showed up at an estate sale. Ross and Terry Blomgen remembered it from their childhood, bought it, and returned the Calliope to Racine. Over the next 6 years, Ross Blomgren played the Calliope in the parade. Then in 1993, the couple moved to Los Angeles and the Calliope was put up for sale. That's when Dr. Geenan and his wife stepped in, followed 6 years later by their transfer of ownership to the 4th Fest of Greater Racine. Following an incident in West Dallas, Racine fire officials are warning residents firefighters don't inspect single-family homes. According to Racine Fire Captain Mark Filippondo, a West Dallas resident reported to police Sunday that someone came to his door, identified himself as a West Dallas firefighter, and offered to conduct a fireplace inspection. A call to police confirmed the man was not a firefighter. Filippondo says Racine firefighters do not conduct inspections of single or two-family homes. They do inspect the common areas of three-family and larger apartment buildings, but do not ask to enter individual units. They always wear uniforms during these inspections. At fire department identification and generally arrive in a fire engine or other marked fire department vehicle. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.